Is there a God? Can we come to know Him? If so, how? Does it matter what you believe as long as you're sincere? These answers are important. They're the basic questions of life. And there's a part of the book of Hebrews that answers these basic questions. Now, the answers are not politically correct. The people on most TV shows would be appalled at the answers the Bible gives. They're not non-judgmental. We know that because the Bible says there is coming a day of judgment. The world may not be expecting it, but it's coming. The book of Hebrews affirms that God exists, that He's spoken, and His Son is supreme over all. And He demands total allegiance. The book of Hebrews makes it clear that God is not tolerant of rivals. So anyone who turns from Him to any other faith or any other system brings judgment upon themselves. At the very, very beginning of this marvelous book of Hebrews, the first three verses of this book informs us of some of these most basic answers to life. And I hope you have your Bible so you can follow along in these first three verses. Because each of these verses teaches us something very important about God. Hebrews chapter 1. We'll go ahead and read all three verses to get started. This is from the New King James. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also we made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. The first thing the Bible says is that, this text says, God spoke in times past by the prophets. The author asserts at the very beginning, God is. God is. Scripture warns that if you ignore God, you do so at your own peril. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, when Paul wrote to that group of Christians in that city, he told them this beginning in verse 6. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. He says, it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. See, people ignore God at their own peril. The evidence for His existence is overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. No one on the day of judgment will be able to claim there just wasn't enough evidence that you existed. God will reply, yes, there was. There was abundant evidence. Romans chapter 1 makes this clear in verse 19. When Paul wrote to the church there, in the very first chapter, he says this in verse 19. Because what may be known of God is manifest or revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His characteristics, His qualities, are clearly seen, not just seen, but clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No excuses. I've often wondered how anyone that studies science could ever be an atheist. Because when you study any branch of science, it doesn't make any difference which one it is, you see evidence for God. Even in something as simple as a, and I use the word simple there carefully, simple as a cell. A cell is incredibly complex. So something that looks as simple as a cell is so complex. So the entire natural world, all of it, bears witness to the fact that God exists. We look at the beauty in the world, the complexity in the world, the design in the world. See, unbelievers will experience God's anger because they don't have an excuse. They had all the evidence right in front of their eyes if they were only willing to look that God exists. Not only do